What a beautiful way to move into service. Thank you, Dallas. Thank you very much. Greetings. My name is Penny, and I welcome you to the Unity Center for Positive Living, and we're so glad that each and every one of you can be with us today. There are some folks in the sanctuary, and then all of you folks around the states, we're so glad you're here. The word of the day is peace. And the reading goes thus. I choose peace. Here's the opening message. As I continue on the Advent journey, my thoughts turn to peace. I remember what gives me peace. The beauty of a sunset, a comforting hug, a heartfelt prayer. In those moments, peace encompasses all of my thoughts and feelings, transforming any worries and troubles I wish to carry that, and I wish to carry that feeling with me always. I realize I do not have to wait for specific experiences to feel peaceful. I have the power to claim peace at all times and in all situations. I affirm that the divine's peace is greater than any worldly condition. I remain centered and calm, and I don't let minor irritations knock me off center or linger in my awareness. God is peace, my peace forever. And from Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understandings, will guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus Christ. Unity has historically viewed the season of Advent as an inner search of mind and heart, a season of hope, renewal, and change, an opportunity to take time away from the many obstacles that impede spiritual growth and immerse ourselves in one presence. As we continue our Advent candle lighting ceremony by lighting the candle of peace, I invite you to sit back and connect with Spirit as we relight the candle of faith and add the candle of peace. One second, babe. Thank you. Thank you.
light the candle of faith. And today, on the second Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of peace. Dear God, in the depths of our soul lives a sense of peace that nothing can disturb. You are our inner source of comfort and strength that calms us. You are our assurance of security and serenity. Your presence within us is our source of happiness, fulfillment, and prosperity. You are our foundation of wholeness, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. As we begin the second week of Advent, we affirm, be still, be still, be still. And from Luke 2:13-14, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Susan. That was beautiful. Okay. Please join us as Dallas leads us in Surely the Presence. Very nice, very nice. Now join me. Let's join voices for our opening statement. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. All right. Okay, put your dancing shoes on and join Dallas as he leads us in the welcoming song, Peace of Mind. Okay, you need to unmute yourself, unmute Dallas. Sounds great, I'm sure, but we're just not getting it. There you go.
just a little piece of mind.
Peace of mind. That was awesome. And I love the little dude meditating in the field. That was perfect. Okay, it's time to greet your neighbor. Whether you're online or you're in the center, give a hearty wave. Shout out to everybody around you and out to the world. Yeah, greetings to one and all.
Who's in church? Who all's in church? Can you,
I see Vernon, John, Eileen, and
Jennifer,
yeah. And Mary and Gabe just showed up. So there are some people in there. Awesome. Here to hear you, Daria. Okay, announcements.
Oh, wait, here's somebody else. Oh, no, they're all hugging each other now.
Oh, and Joyce and Phil are here.
Oh, Joyce and Phil.
It's a party. Oh, and Hallie. Well, my goodness. That is a party in there. Excellent. Excellent. So, announcements, info about Grandfather's Longhouse Gatherings and Dr. Daria's Circle in America can also be found on the website, which is a good place to go and check it all out. That's all the monthly recurring stuff, which we are so grateful to have happening. Dr. Daria, would you like to update us on the circle?
Put it in the chat.
You are muted, Miss Daria. So
I'm unmuting. I'm unmuted. Here I am.
Okay. There you are. Hello.
Hello. The Circle America Book and Film Club is focused on understanding and ending racism and creating equity and understanding among all circles of life. So we are not meeting this fourth Sunday. We meet on fourth Sundays from 3 to 4:30. PM Pacific time. And this fourth Sunday for the holiday season, we're not meeting. We pick up again in January on the fourth Sunday, and we'll be reading or watching the book or watching the video of White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Yes. It was a good meeting last week, and we really, really appreciate it. Any more announcements?
Great. Yes, I have one.
Go ahead, Susan.
I would also say that Daria put all that information in the chat if you want to check there.
Oh, thank you.
We need one more reader for our candle lighting service on the 19th. So if there's someone who would like to read one of those parts, that'd be great. Otherwise, you'll have to listen to one of us speak twice.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, it's a wonderful community. It's wonderful to be here. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I just wanted to say Daria sends her love. I text her back and forth quite a bit, and I told her that everybody said sent greetings to her, and she said to send her love back to everybody. And
Okay. And you meant, to say...
I said Anelia. Sorry, yes, Anelia.
That's right. Exactly. Good job.
Wrong. Yeah.
Thank you, Cindy. All right.
Thank you. Thank you for
joining me in our unity statement. We will say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God present. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Okay, let's do the song of joy. Dallas and Linda are going to lead us up in hand upon our heart. Take it away.
Send your love.
heart as still can be. Send that calm to the place where the stars begin, and you will find peace of
nice, and you will find peace of mind. Such a nice addition to our theme of peace this morning. Thank you, Dallas. Okay, this morning our reading will be shared by Danny. Thank you, Danny, for being here. How are you doing? Go ahead and unmute yourself.
All right.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Excellent. What do you have for us today?
Well, I'm going to read from this book called Just Peace by Matty Stepanek. Most of you probably have heard of him. He is was a boy peacemaker, poet, and of course, you know who he is. But I just got into reading his poems and about his life, and I want to delve into it more. I haven't had a chance to read this whole book that has wonderful, and all the other books that he has. Anyway, I'm going to start by reading poems and a little introduction to the this book. Just peace.
Excellent. Thank you, Danny.
Okay, the introduction is, I do not understand how or why the terrible destruction and unnecessary confusion of war remains such a strong and evident reality. I fear that the clutches of a third world war will grab what is left of humanity and Earth. We the people are intelligent and compassionate and creative in seeking solutions. We realize that the strategies and efforts of making war are time-consuming, expensive, and controversial. Perhaps if we choose to invest as much time and energy in planning and making peace as we have spent in planning and making war, we could be at a different point in history. It is my hope and prayer and my mission to share a message of peace, just peace, with the world. Peace is possible. It can begin simply over a game of chess or a cup of tea. I believe that peace becomes possible when we choose to make peace an attitude and a habit. And I believe that the reality of peace begins within each one of us when we have our basic needs met and when we are satisfied with who we are as a person. Peace continues through our understandings, interactions, and involvement within and between our kin, our communities, and our countries. And peace is fulfilled through our respect of the earth and life, including ourselves and each other. And now I want to read a few of his poems that he started writing when he was 3 years old and died a week before his 14th birthday. He got his three wishes to have his heart song poems published and to meet Oprah, where she, because he knew that she was a great inspiration, and she certainly was, and his books were on the New York bestseller list, and the message was spread, and he also wanted to meet his hero peacemaker, Jimmy Carter, and that happened, and their conversations are in this book. And he lived for years after that, and they collaborated. He collaborated with many people in the world. And I'd like us to all learn how we can do our part too. I'm inspired by him. Okay, so there's a few poems I would like to share. Unfolding is the name of this one that he wrote in 2001 in Loving Through Heart Songs. Born of the dust of humility, spread on the wings of pride, carried by winds of hope, I grow with the ebbing life tide. And here's a December prayer. No matter who you are, say a prayer this season. No matter what your faith, say a prayer this season. No matter how you celebrate, say a prayer this season. There are so many ways to celebrate faith. There are so many faiths to celebrate life. No matter who, no matter what, no matter how you pray, let's say a prayer this season together for peace. And one last one, the resolution blessing. Let our breath be gentle wind. Let our ears be of those who listen. Let our hearts be not ones that rage so quickly and thus blow dramatically and uselessly. Let our spirits attend and be most diligent to the soft yet desperate whisper of hope and peace for our world. Let our souls be those which watch for the Lord, waiting with wonder and want. Excuse me. Let our eyes be attentive with interest and respect. Let our minds be committed to health and happiness. Let our hands join in helpful resolution to being our best person, praying and playing and passing through moments of pain or memory, makers of pleasure touching the future together. I'm done. And I just hope that we can all live as profoundly with an attitude. And can I just add one more thing? Is
absolutely.
Yeah. Maddie said, if we simply but profoundly choose to make peace an attitude and a habit and a reality. Peace is possible. And when he was on Oprah's show, he tried to explain what heart songs were, and he said, some people call it conscience. And that's what we need to do. We all need to listen to our hearts and our conscience.
Thank you, Dani.
Have a peaceful day.
That was profoundly beautiful. Thank you very, very much. Peace is possible. That's something we can all take with us. All right. Let's join in the meditation song, Peace Prayer.
Let there be peace from deep within, no sense of doubt and no concern for sin, no blurred writing on some misbegotten wall, no measured line ruling that you stand or fall. Let there be peace without no fright and concern for what that should be about. Let your choices spin a lovely tale, sharing your essence that will not fail. Let there be peace that lasts as long as any rhyme in any song. Let there be hope that we may be living peacefully. Let us leave behind what we would never miss, forgetting all the pain and all the random ugliness. Let us lift our heads in faith, intending to sustain just this, a tranquil heart that knows its merit, radiating love and bliss. Let there be peace from deep within, no sense of doubt, no concern for sin, no blurred handwriting on some misbegotten wall, no measured line, no rule that you stand or fall. Let there be peace that lasts as long as any rhyme is. Let there be hope that we may be one collective, living peacefully. Let us leave behind what we would never miss, let us forget the pain and all the random ugliness. Let us lift our heads in faith, intending to sustain justice, a tranquil heart that knows its merit, radiating love.
Let us leave behind what we would never miss. Very, very nicely done, Dallas. Thank you. Please join us in our affirmations. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing that everything I need comes to me in perfect time. Today, we have the traditional Lord's Prayer, and please say it with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. All right, it's time for the Alleluia.
Doing?
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. I'm sorry you guys couldn't hear my beautiful harmony here. I was just singing it out. All right, it's time to welcome Daria. We are privileged to have a different speaker each Sunday of the month, and today we're blessed to have Dr. Daria Funches conclude her series, Thy Will Be Done, in 2021. Thank you for being here, Dr. Daria.
Oh, thank you. And today is a glorious day. It is bright and sunshiny up here on Green Mountain. And right here in December, when we're celebrating that 12th power and we're celebrating peace. You know, on the last first Sunday, I spoke about divine order and what I refer to as the God program or the spirit program. This requires us to be in sync with divine order, with divine law, with spiritual law, and above all the personal laws we have. You know, we all have our personal laws and rules. Yeah, they make these books about the rules for dating, but we all have our rules about how we treat other people. And some of those rules are dependent upon how they treat us. If this person didn't do something that I find acceptable, then there will be no reward. There will be no positive treatment. There will be no friendship. There will be no deep connection. But in the spirit program, in the divine order, in the divine law, above all those personal habits and above those ways that we have learned to protect ourselves, we begin to realize that is not the type of protection that we need. That it is not required to defend myself against someone who, for whatever sets of reasons, is treating me poorly in their behavior. It is for me to walk in this spiritual law, and in the spiritual law, in this God program, is my protection. And part of that law has to do with love. It doesn't say, the spiritual law doesn't say, don't love anyone unless they love you. We're talking about spiritual love, right? We're talking about agape. We're talking about that sense that we know we came out of love and all of creation is out of love, and that we have that connection in the connection of life. So it calls for an unswerving faith and trust to the bone in Most High and Beloved Holy Spirit, including faith in the works that align with spiritual law. That means I may be doing deeds that I say are according to my faith, but sometimes, especially if for those of us who are really were trained to do hardworking habits and to be high achieving, to go the extra 200 miles, etc. Sometimes we're really expressing our faith in our deeds and not our faith in spiritual law, right? So in this year of covering this whole business of thy will be done in 2021, I've covered a number of topics or ways of getting at that. And last time it was the focus on divine order and the God program. So we could be in sync, like we get our phones and our other programs in sync. But this last talk is really on putting that program into action every day. If we want to sing the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, we could sing the 12 days of getting in sync with the God program, right? So that every day, starting tomorrow, if not today, it's on you. It's your 12 days before December 31st, that you would take one big move to being in sync with that divine order and that God program. Because one thing about it is, it does bring you peace when you're in that. You could be anxious about anything that might happen, could happen, is threatening to happen. Something that is not your preference in life. And you may experience it as something coming into you from the outside, like a Mack truck potentially running over you, or threatening to run over you. Or it may be that you're in deep waters and there's an alligator that's snipping at your heels. Whatever it is that your preference takes form in the shape of when you feel threatened or anxious, or this is not what I would create, that becomes a perfect opportunity for you to look at, and all of us to look at, whether we are in the spiritual program or not. If we're in the program of great mystery, if we're in the program of great spirit, if we're in the program of, I don't care so much which name you put on Most High and the Beloved Holy Spirit that enters, is the indwelling presence in your life, that is the active intelligence in the universe. However you describe this oneness of the one that is within you, this is where you know I am in the journey to surrender. 12 days I'm inviting. 12 days. And you can even use the 12 powers to help you figure out your 12 moves, because most of you have been studying the 12 powers all year and last year, if not longer. You can even use those to guide your moves, but the destination of your move is to be in sync with the divine order of the spirit program, so that you move unconsciously, eventually, in sync with that. It's beyond having to think, now, what should I do in this situation that would be in sync with it? What you want is that movement. That's thy will be done in 2021. That's the culminating notion, right? We've looked at faith. We've looked at obedience. We've looked at how to invoke the presence of the Holy Spirit. We've looked at healing ourselves and being open to be a healing presence with others. We've looked at so many aspects of Thy Will Be Done in 2021, 11 to be exact if we count today. So this is where we're headed. And when I was praying on this for today, one of the things that I was shown is a message I'll share with you. And it's called The Journey to Surrender. And I think it's important because as Fillmore talked about, said that unity and, you know, the unity movement is a link in the great educational movement inaugurated by Jesus the Christ. Our objective is to discern the truth in Christianity and prove it. Now, to prove it, we're proving it as much to ourselves as we are to anyone that's bothering to watch, to learn with us. With faith, you're not proving it because you have doubt. You're it is the evidence, right, of what is not seen. The faith is already the assurance of what is hoped for. So you're coming into it with that, okay, I've surrendered. I'm entering this space. I'm taking the leap, even if I cannot see the next step, even if I cannot see the net that is there to support me. Because my faith is that which does that. So it means that faith then replaces my fear. It replaces the history of unsatisfactory and unfulfilling experience. It is a different cup altogether. The other one has spent its time, it has fulfilled its purpose, it has helped you cope. Whatever wounds and habits of how to be one has cultivated have served you in that context. But now it is time to demonstrate and put to work that program. I'm going to share the message with you about the journey to surrender, because that is where we can see to move from. Okay. The Journey to Surrender, it's a message from the Rock. Some of you know I call this place where I live the Rock, right? And that was what Spirit called it, so that's what I call it. Here goes. That river in Egypt, quote unquote, denial. You know, we say that meaning denial. Denial when we claim to want the mastery of self and Christ consciousness, the self-mastery, the claim to want to heal in the wholeness of self that we are. To want the consciousness of the go-to true original self that can hold the soul's urges to strip us bare so that we show ourselves draped only in the spider's web of soul silk or boll weevil resistant soul gabardine, or will we get slick in the trickster's soul rayon and even trick ourselves about what we are really willing to do, be, and see? Nah, no more lycra soul, for this is foreign to the go-to true original self as Creator made us, and their allies opening doors for entrance when now we are in a come to yourself moment. Yes, a come to yourself moment means wake up and recognize who you are. See what you are doing, see what you are creating with your mind, your thoughts, your prayers, your attitude, your actions. Just be in the journey to surrender and surrender, then wrap up warmly in the spirit lamb's soul wool. Because in our journeys, there is desire, and then there is denial. And then there is resistance. There may even be resentment, misplaced but present. This has been the human drama. The journey to surrender can unleash demons and monsters arising and surprising, torturing and testing, while you build courage and commitment for what lies ahead. So just be in the journey to surrender and surrender. Then recognize and realize the promise made long ago. That's God's promise, the covenant, Most High and Holy Spirit. There is desire, there is denial, there is resistance. You want, but you resist. You reach forward, yet the recurrent fall backwards persists. It is a process to see yourself more clearly as you stick yourself further into the density of mud, only to rise as the beautiful flower that you are. It is because you wish, you hope, you pray, and sometimes even deceive yourself, if not others, as if you could get to the moon by using the familiar trail you always take into the woods. Although these trails have never taken you there, sometimes you feign being serious, sincere, yet aware. You pretend the paths you most enjoy will lead to someplace new and not yet imagined. You hear the call, you come. Celebrate. You listen to the teachings, perhaps, but you comprehend what you already know, rather than take in the teaching into a new space in your consciousness, a new room without existing files and furniture. Yes. Rather, sometimes you sort what you hear into existing compartments, sorted for systematic status quo, not methods to shape something from no thing, a new reality we have yet to birth and know. Oh, my beloved friends, there are many not yet programmed rooms and mansions in this expandable consciousness. My father's house has many mansions. If it were not true, I would have told you so. And you need these many rooms and mansions to be within and unfolding with the infinite source and substance who has already called your soul's aliveness here. You are on the journey to surrender. You are, to surface and run one's life according to the spirit program or the God program or the great mystery program or the goddess program. You know what it is. The oneness of the one, to bring the unknown into the known, to bring the consciousness of great spirit into the driver's seat again for one's entire life. This is the journey to surrender. To be arranged at the deepest levels of the unconscious so that this becomes an automatic and natural flow. The great marriage with spirit now, first Sunday in many churches is what? Communion Sunday. And in unity, it's communion of consciousness. And so today we're in that great marriage. Today we are in drinking that cup. Today, now and forevermore, true and original self, infinite substance and source and you merging. Because when we're doing this, we move away from our dependence on surrogates. My life's not right because I haven't worked it out right with my husband. My life's not right because I haven't worked it out right with my mother and my father. My life's not right because I haven't worked it out well with my siblings and my neighbors, my feuding neighbors. We move away from dependency of working out our issues with those who are surrogates for us working out our resistance to be filled up with this God consciousness. Surrender, and today have our communion from Spirit's cup. Drink it straight, no chaser. It is the drink that lights up what was hidden and concealed and is now sensory and revealed. Yes, this is mastery of the self in the circle of life. This is divine and sacred living. as the flower of life with all of life in this whole multiple universe of existence to the bottom of that river called denial. I tell you, one day, many years ago, I crossed the river called denial after I surrendered and then moved above the water in the air, crossing that river. My body was parallel to the water and I was in the air with both arms open. My left arm was in the air, my right arm at 90 degrees with the water, and I let the water flow through my fingers. The water of that river called denial. And I went through this air to the other side once I had surrendered. For in the journey to surrender, we want to be made well as we were made by Creator, made well as in commanded to be well, made by the divine and sacred agreement to live by with health, help, and happiness, giving and receiving those in the circle of life from Most High and beloved Holy Spirit. In the journey to surrender, we become in sync with the spirit program, the God program. It becomes natural and it flows. And our peace is not dependent on us having accomplished everything about safety, security, shelter, home. Our peace comes from being in sync with God, from our communion with God, for living filled with this presence. Because as long as our peace is dependent on having, well, as soon as I get this done, as soon as I get that done, as soon as I get the other done, I will be at peace. As soon as I've materialized this, as soon as I've materialized that, I will be at peace. No, it is not dependent on that. It is a totally different existence, being human, being spirit, and expressing our life as human. For in the Christ consciousness, that is what we are learning from. That is what we are leaning on. That is what we are embracing. That is who we are and who we are becoming. And so it is. So let us take a moment and meditate on these 12 days coming up, where every day we make a movement, where day one, we affirm our faith. Day two, if you want to follow the 12 powers, do that and just go in that reinforcement, or not, pick your own manifestations and movements. And in this meditation, in these 12 days, begin to take a deep breath from the center of the earth all the way up to the crown of your head, and exhale with your lips partly open. During the meditation, you will listen and breathe God's awareness. Inhale. Exhale. One more time. Inhale. Hold it. Exhale. You listen as you merge with the infinite substance and source. Imagine the temperature change in your body. Take the breath again. Exhale. Every action on these 12 days brings new life, energy, vitality. Each move builds on the other. And builds you into one who naturally flows according to spiritual law in action. You're spirit filled. You have the holy fire within you. You have left things behind. Worry. Fear. Doubt. And as you make each move each day, you let go of something you no longer need. And next year, we're ready for the series of See the Vision Through in 2022. And so it is. Thank you. Ashe. Big breath.
And so it is. And well, thank you. Be in the journey to surrender, Daria. You remind me of why I love being on this journey with this group. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, yes, and love being with you on this journey. We are fortunate to have one another.
Yes, we are. No? Gabe is with me here, and he just asked me if we were done yet. We're almost done. We are together in spirit, physically, and virtually, and we want to thank everyone who has donated to Unity by mail and website. Unity of Centralia is truly, truly blessed with these gifts, as well as the gifts of time, talent, and treasure. So as we hold our offering in our hands and our hearts, let's say the offering prayer together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Okay, let's say the blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now it is time to focus our collective healing energy for someone, anyone, and everyone. Please raise your hand and unmute if you have a prayer request that you would like us to consider. I'm going to just take a look through here, see if I see any hands. I'm not seeing any hands. All right. I do see Daria. Go ahead, Daria.
Okay. Yes. Prayers for my brother, James, who's healing from COVID pneumonia or working to heal, so he needs prayers. Prayers for another friend, Bebop, who had a very difficult car accident and is healing from that.
Okay, thank you very much for that. We will send prayers out. Mm-hmm. Anyone else have a request or a concern? All right. Let's send blessings out to members of our community who deal with the basic human needs of living without a home. To Neela, as she continues to heal. John, as he heals his cancer. And just to the world at large during this blessed season of peace. Okay. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all beings and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. All right. Let's say the prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. And the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. All right. It's fun to turn to gallery view when we do our peace song, so you can see us all singing. Go ahead, Dallas.
What? I didn't know that was there.
That's okay.
I didn't know it was there.
That's okay.
It's all right. Here we go.
Here we go.
That was nice. And I have to say, this is the first time Elmo has been in the house.
Elmo.
Elmo. Oh my God. Thank you, Isaac. All right. Well, thank you everyone who attended this service, everyone who contributed to this service. And just a heads up that next Sunday we'll be blessed with a teaching from Audrey. So join us for that, and we'll do the next Advent ceremony leading into the blessed holidays. Oh, and here's John.
Hey,
say hi, John. Okay. All right, I'll talk to you in a minute. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for a blessed internet that works.
Yeah. Okay. Such a little nod to Joanne for making that happen.
Maybe we should turn it off and on once a week or something. I don't know.
Yeah.